Ramsey TV.
People will die of ignorance. No, not a very popular message. It's not really accepted. It's not believed because the excuse is, and I've heard this over and over the years, is, Martin, you've got to just cut these people some slack. They just don't understand the evangel. I mean, it's not their fault. They just don't get it. They've been confused. So it's almost like their unbelief doesn't count. And I would ask then, why? Why wouldn't their unbelief count as unbelief? Well, because they would believe it were it not for their confusion. See, they just don't have the right information. That's all. Okay, they're confused. They don't have the right information. And who's behind confusion and not getting the right information? Well, God ultimately, but in this conversation, we are going to chalk that one up to our adversary, recognized by Paul, and yours truly, Satan. Satan keeps people in ignorance, and ignorance is fatal. Martin Zender closing up the week here. This has to do with the beast. This has to do with the last two talks I've given because I've been telling you that death is one of the chief characteristics of the end of this eon, as it was at the end of eon two, at the flood of Noah, mass death. And we're looking at mass death. And another thing, I kind of gave Alan a hard time yesterday, but seriously, when he asked, like, okay, where's the beast? Where's the religion? Where's the worship? Where's the two witnesses? And I intimated that he would have asked the same question of Noah. Where's the flood? Noah, where's the flood? But see, there was no flood up until the day there was. None of these things of the end times are going to come along subtly. Now, well, they're in development. Those people I showed you yesterday worshiping the beast, that is the beast. It's an early rendition of it. It's an early iteration of it. It's an immature beast, but it's the same beast. It's the same entity. So just because we don't see wholesale mandatory VCs yet doesn't mean that it's not in the incubation period. It is happening. John, in the unveiling, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said that the Lord Jesus Christ was telling him things that must occur swiftly. That is, when they start happening, they will happen in a rapid manner. The flood of Noah came in a rapid manner. There wasn't a degenerating weather forecast. It wasn't like partly cloudy on Monday, mostly cloudy on Tuesday, light showers on Wednesday, intermittent showers on Thursday, heavy showers on Friday, eon-ending flood on Saturday. No, it was, boom, eon-ending flood. There was no flood up until there was. And so nobody wants to be asleep at the wheel, otherwise known as ignorance. I want to read a verse that I've read before from 2 Corinthians 4:4. Then I'm going to tell you how we are in an information war. I'm on the front lines of an information war. This is all about knowledge. I'm telling you, ignorance is deadly. Not understanding these things. I said that these people will die because they don't understand why the VC is here. They don't know of the motives behind it. They're not aware of the New World Order. They're not aware of any of these things. And so, well, they're just ignorant. Yes, but ignorance is deadly. And ignorance is Satan's number one tool, number one weapon that he fashions against humanity. And he does it via lies, and he does it via the systemizing of the deception. Makes the deception to be uniform and to go out via popular avenues, popular channels. That's what Satan does. And I and others, I'm standing in the gap of the information war. This is the headwaters right here. Because as a man thinks, so is he. It's very tempting to see these shows as, well, they're just, Martin just gives theological shows. He just makes people smarter. He gives people information. Thank goodness that other people have practical work. You know, other people are out there building houses and fixing your drain and cooking your food. Yeah, those are all great. Thank God for those people. But what idles people and what brings people to despair and what keeps people from practical employment, from even being able to survive sometimes, is having the wrong ideas in their head. The wrong ideas, that is information. They have a wrong idea about God, so they live their entire lives in fear, in guilt, in anguish, thinking that the sword of Damocles is hanging over their heads and God's going to get them. And so it affects everything else down the line. This is why I call information and knowledge the headwaters. This is where it starts. And so if I can give people right information and ease their minds, then these people become outstanding citizens and they gain employment and they're good to their children. They're good to their wives. So I don't directly have a show that makes for happy households, but it does, because it makes the head of the household feel free and easy and blessed and good, even though he's got flaws. It makes the employer a better employer, less angry, less ready to go off on a tirade, on a medieval tangent. I've had employers going off on medieval tangents. Thou art the worst employee ever. Yes, you don't want to see that. The right information will fix a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Now, here's Satan's main tool. I got my handy-dandy scriptures right here. See, that's why I got my glasses on, people. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Let's start with verse 3. Now, if our evangel is covered, boy, is it ever. It is covered in those who are perishing. Ooh, perishing. That is, they are not having aeonian life as they live, as they breathe. They're not having it. Why? They're perishing. We're going to get to that. In whom, the god of this eon, small g, this is Satan, blinds the apprehensions of the unbelieving. And there you go. It's about apprehending things. Blinds the apprehensions. These people can't understand why the VC would be bad. They can't understand why CV19er would be a tool of powers that wish to control people, because they are getting their information from dubious sources, from sources who don't have it as their chief interest to enlighten people, but rather to control them. They give false information, otherwise known as propaganda. The religionists, they do it too. Their propaganda is free will and eternal torment. It's propaganda. They tell lies, maybe not purposely, but the lies keep people in bondage to their systems. Same thing with the political system, in bondage. But the people in bondage don't understand the truth. And it is deadly to not understand truth. I mean, if some people don't have aeonian life, there's a reason for it. The reason is they don't believe the evangel. But why don't they believe the evangel? We're getting backstage. We're getting a backstage pass and backstage information right here as to why. If our evangel is covered, it is covered in those who are perishing, got it, in whom the god of this eon blinds the apprehensions of the unbelieving, so that the illumination of the evangel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, does not irradiate them. The most startling thing about this passage, and I've been heralding this for years and people are starting to come around to it, is that the definition of an unbeliever is one whose apprehensions have been blinded. Or we might say, those who have blind apprehensions are called by Paul here unbelievers. Unbelief is commensurate with a blinded apprehension, and a blinded apprehension is ignorance. Ignorance kills. Ignorance is deadly, and it comes about by the god of this eon. Now, Paul knows that the capital G God is above all of this, of course, but the god of this eon is the tool that the capital G God uses the small g God to blind the apprehensions of who? The people who are believers anyway, but they just had the terrible misfortune to believe propaganda instead of truth? No. blinds the apprehensions of unbelievers. We know that God locks up altogether in stubbornness. He does this via his left-hand man, Satan, who confuses everything. Even the Rolling Stones got that right in their song, Sympathy for the Devil. Confusing you is the nature of my game. Oh, Martin, they're only confused. These people, give them some slack, they're only confused. Only confused? Confusion makes people unbelievers. It is God's tool, the tool God uses to keep everyone from coming into Aeonian life at this time. But he still puts us, puts heralds in the mix in order to bring right information. This is where the war comes in. Oh boy, am I in a war. I'm in the front lines of a war. I'm just speaking for myself now. I'm not the only one, but I'm in the front lines of an information war. Satan is withstanding me. He doesn't want people to have unblinded apprehensions. He doesn't want people to suddenly see. It was a miracle back in the day when Jesus Christ made the blind see. That was physical sight. I'm talking now about understanding, that kind of seeing. Seeing, that is apprehending, the very word used here. That's a deeper blindness, isn't it? But it's just as a miracle, it's just as much of a miracle when somebody comes out of that. Maybe more. So Jesus had to act in order to unblind people's physical eyes. He had to act. He had to do something. In one case, he rubbed mud on that guy's eye, told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. The guy went off, came back, jumping up and down. He could see. In my case, it's heralding the evangel, opportunely and inopportunely. And it changes people's lives because it changes people's minds. And it lifts that veil and shows them the truth. Now I'm going to show you how Paul struggled to do this. I feel a kinship with the guy. Why wouldn't I? Because he was also in an information war. Anybody dealing with this is in an information war. And please, don't let me hear anybody say that it's impractical. Like, Martin, you were better off when you were selling coke. At least that's something people need. Nobody needs to bang their heads against these theological teachings. Theological teachings? I bring words of Aeonian life. Theological teachings? No. This is information that will help you understand God, will help you understand what Christ did for you at the cross. The old analogy I always use, he got $10 million. Yes, I've upped the ante because of inflation. Used to be $1 million. $10 million in your bank account and you don't know about it. So you live like a pauper. You're groveling. You're eating pizza out of dumpsters. Why? Because you don't know that you're wealthy. You don't know that you're wealthy because Satan is blinding the apprehensions of the unbelievers so that the illumination of the glory of the Son of God does not irradiate them. So I'm here to undo that. Well, Martin, let God do it. God is doing it through me. God is the one who appoints people to fight the information war. And Paul is bringing the action here in Colossians chapter 2. For I want you to perceive what the struggle amounts to, which I am having for your sakes and for those in Laodicea and whoever have not seen my face in flesh, that their hearts may be consoled, being united in love, and to all the riches of the assurance of understanding. There it is. Love to articulate that one. The assurance of understanding unto a realization of the secrets of the God and Father. Everything I just explained to you is an information war. Paul may as well be saying here, I want you to perceive what the struggle amounts to, which I am having for your sakes in the information war. Satan is blinding apprehensions. Paul might as well be saying here, I am lifting apprehensions. I am battling lies with truth. Read Ephesians 6 if you want to know Satan's weapon are lies. That's how he blinds the apprehensions. His propaganda is lies, flat out lies about God. God doesn't really love you. You're on probation with God. There's no way you, a sinner, could be justified before God. You can lose your salvation. You can sin your way out. All these lies, 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 it's propaganda. And most people go, okay, the same people who are wearing the face diapers and getting the VC are the same people who think that they have to do penance, say special prayers, and be a good person all the time in order to keep their place in God's favor and go to heaven. Total deception. And believe me, this is a bloody battle. A bloody battle. I haven't shed literal blood, but the figurative blood of feelings and energy, and just it's a decimating war. It really is. It calls for the strength of God, and anybody who's done it knows it. So how do you know that we've been united and loved by God? How do you know of the riches of His grace? Because of the riches of the assurance of understanding. I'm in verse 2, Colossians 2. Being united in love, and to all the riches of the assurance of understanding, unto a realization of the secrets of the God and Father of Christ, in whom all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are concealed. Concealed? Why would they be concealed? Because it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the honor of kings to search out a matter. Proverbs, I believe, 25. This is a shocking verse if people don't know God. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it's the honor of kings to search it out. God sends His left-hand man, Satan, to blind the apprehension so that the people He appoints to herald the evangel might have a vast struggle. Well, that sounds terrible. Why would He do that? Because there is great benefit to be had in the struggle. And those who lift that veil of misunderstanding by teaching, they will shine for the eon. Daniel said that in chapter 12. They'll shine for the eon. Those who deliver people, I'm paraphrasing the whole thing, but people, those who deliver people from propaganda, who announce the truth, who lift the veil. It's a laborious process. Sure, God could do it with a snap of his finger, but instead He sends little guys like Paul and me and some of you. And we just go out, and it's an information war, like I said. But this is amazing. The secrets of Christ, and they're concealed. Paul goes on, now I'm saying this that no one may be beguiling you with persuasive words. There it is again. It's about words. Martin, you're such a, you're just over concerned about words. Too bad you're not this practical guy. No, are you kidding? Words are important. What's the difference between eternal punishment and aeonian chastisement? My God, just a couple words. Just a couple words. What's the difference between hell and Hades? Just a couple words. My God, these words, misapprehended, wreck people, drive them to suicide, make them kill their families, make them useless for any practical task in life. It decimates them. If we only knew the carnage wrought by false teaching. My God, ignorance is the enemy. Truth is the remedy. And I'm thankful to be in this war. It's one hell of a war, let me tell you. And as soon as you think it's not practical, think again. It's as practical as can be, because this is the headwater. Because everything flows down from here. Everything flows down from information. As I said, as a man thinks, so is he. What is a man? Look at what he thinks. What does he think? It depends on what teaching he's getting. Information war. Paul says, now I'm saying this, that no one may be beguiling you with persuasive words. For even if in flesh I am absent, nevertheless in spirit I am with you, rejoicing and observing your order and the stability of your faith into Christ. Now, I'm going to send you off with that message that teaching is vitally important. It's not a theological issue. It's a life or death issue. You see that now. This is life and death. Life or death. Those who are dying, those who are perishing, have blinded apprehensions. They're perishing. Those for whom the veil has been lifted, those for whom the secrets of Christ have been revealed, those who are inspired to search out a matter, or have been sent one that God has trained to search out the matter, and they can give it to them. That's just as good, isn't it? Man, this stuff is happening left and right all over us. It's invisible, this information war, because information is invisible. Can you see information? It's what you think. It's what you contemplate. You may not see it, but it changes your life for better or for worse. And if anyone is inclined, herald the word opportunely and inopportunely, because in doing so, you will be saving lives.